The Entombment, Easter Revival Series. This message by Brother William Aaron Branham was delivered on Saturday evening, April 20, 1957, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Kepelo, Mukoloko wanchafazo ya Paseka. Limusale kamuzwale William Aaron Branham, nilikutalizo la pelekelo manzibwana, Lungu 20, 1957. Ili fa Branham Tabernacle mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Blessed Heavenly Father, with the presence of the Holy Spirit already here, we approach thy holy word.
Ndate wali halimu yafu yozwi. Kika kakubateni kwa moya okenile olitenkale mo. Halu atumela linzwila hao lelikenile.
And although with a bad voice, trying to hold back and speak the words just as slow and steady as I can, I ask for your divine guidance and the unction of the Holy Spirit to move among us tonight.
Nihaili kalinzwi lelisilezi nilikakuitiisa. Nikubule la manzu nyana kabunya nikatoko melo moni konela. Nikupabulimu wa hao ni mata amo ya oke nile kuliatoza maya muhalalu na busi uchwana.
And may he who is omnipresent, may he take the word of God and give it to every heart just as we have need. May he feed us tonight upon the good things of God.
Michwale yena ya mata kaufela, chwale angeli nzula mulimu. Nikulifa kwa pilu kamukana, kuya kamoluto kwela. Miena alu fepe busi ubo, kalitabaza mulimu.
And tonight, while we're talking on the word, may our hearts be many miles into Calvary, where Jesus paid that all-sufficient price that was required of the great judgments of God from the Garden of Eden.
Mibusi ubo alunze luambola falinzwi. Lipiruzalu na live kwa hule hule, kali maili kuliva kwa Calvary. Ko Jesu ulifile teko ye tulahulu kuye kile alifi wafatengi, kazalika tulo za mulimu kuzwelela kwa simu ya Eden.
And today may we realize that we are freely justified by his resurrection and by his death, burial, and resurrection.
Mika chenu alule muhengi kuli, lwezizwe babalukile kazuo ya hae, nikali furahae kupumbekwa nizuho.
And tonight we are no longer of the world, for we have been bought with the price of the precious blood of the Son of God.
Mibusi ubo arusali balifasi kakuli lule kilwe kateko yende yamali amwana amulimu.
And may we with grateful hearts turn to thee tonight with all the mind and strength and that we have within us and serve thee with a pure, unadulterated heart.
Amen.
Milu na chwale kalipiruze tabile. Kusikulu hele kuwe na busi uchwana. Kamu upuloka ufela ni kamata. Nizelu na muhali kuluna. Nekusebeleza uwe na kapiru yeke nile. Yes na bumaswe.
Grant tonight, Father, if there would be some here that does not know you in the pardoning of their sins, may they this night come humbly to the cross, there confess their sins to the God that is just to forgive.
Alaba busi ubo ndate, haiba kukaba baba ngimo baba saa kuzibi, mwaswalelo ya libiza bona, michwale busi ubo, babe kabu ikoko bezo, vataye kwa sifapano, mitengi, vakele libiza bona, kumulimu ya lukile, yako na kuswalela.
And may this be a great night for us all. We ask it in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Mibo kwa tengi, ivebusi ubobutuna kuluna kaufela. Kakulilukupa kalivizo lamwa na hao, yenamule na Jesu. Amen.
Now we do realize that there is no one in the earth that is able sufficiently to take the word of God and reveal it. Because the Word is written by inspiration. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Word.
Twale lule muhakuli, akuna neba alimungwi mwalifasi, ya kuna kuunga kamate kaufila, linzu la mulimu, nikulipa tulula. Kakuli linzwi lingozwi kasusumezo, moya oke nile kie na mungi walinzwi.
And when one was sought far in heaven to take the book and to loose the seals, there was found no one in heaven, nor in earth, nor beneath the earth, that was worthy to loose the seals or even to look up on the book.
Michwale alimungwi hana toko hala, mwali halimukuli angebuka nikutia mura maswayo. Nekusika fumaneha neba alimungwi mwali halimu, kamba mwali fasi, kamba neba mwati asa alifasi, yana alukela kutia mura maswayo, kamba neba kutia limafabuka.
And there was a lamb there that had been slain since the foundation of the world. And he come and took the book out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne and loosed the seals and opened up the word.
Mine kuna ningunyana kwani, yene tabilwe haisambali fasili tomwa, miena ataha angabuka mwalizo, la yena yana enzi malubona, miena tamura maswayo, nikukwa ulalinzwi.
And we are tonight believing and trusting in him that he will open the word for us. And now as I read in second chapter of Acts, as I give out, the first night was the second coming and of the Lord Jesus, being Wednesday, and Thursday night was on the all-sufficient sacrifice.
Miru nabusi ubo lulumela nikumu sepa kuli, yena alukwa lulele linzwi. Michwale hanze nivala mwaka uhanyo ya tu ya likezo, hanze nifazeo, busiu wa pili nelikuteha kwa bubeli ni kwa mule na Jesu, kakubalabu lalu. Milabune busihu nelifasi tabelo sesi kwa nile hande.
And Friday night was on the all-sufficient atonement, the perfect. Did you get it last night? The perfect, how we can be absolutely blameless and perfect in the sight of God.
Milabufai fibusihu nelifaswa lelo ye kwa nile hande, ye pete hile. Kana ne mwiu tulebusihu mabani, kupete hala. Moluko na kuvela baba sinamulatu, ni baba pete hile, fapila mulimu.
And tonight is on the entombment, and tomorrow the resurrection, just as the days follow.
Mibusihu bo kikaza kepelo, mikamuso kizuho, kuyafela wana amazazi.
Now I have chosen tonight for my scripture reading out of the book of Acts, the second chapter, and the 25th, 26th, and 27th verses inclusive. And it reads as this, Peter speaking.
Chwale niketile ya busi ubo kubapalo yaka ya mangolo, kuzwa mwabuka ya likezo kauhanyo ya 2 nilitimana za 25. 26 ni ya 27, hamo ocholo, mi ivalasi na chwana, Petros wa bulela.
David, for David spake concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved.
Davida, kakuli Davida hamo bulela wize, niveile mule na fapila aka kamita. Mika kuli winzi kula kalabu lio, hanina kunyanga nyiswa.
Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope.
Kifo pilu yaka itavile, milu limilu waka lunyaka lalile. Mane niona na mayaka ikapumula kasepo.
Because thou will not leave my soul in hell. Neither will thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption.
Kakuli hauna kuliselela moya waka mwasi waka sababa shwile. Yake tilwe kiwena hauna kumutuela kuli abone kubola.
What a beautiful text for this night. for to get the context of him being in the tomb.
Hakipalo yende ya busiubo. Kulilunge kuyona tuto ya hae kuba mwali vita.
The first thing we wish to draw your attention to is the infallibility of God's Word. God keeps His Word to the letter.
Taba ya pili yeluba takutalima yemuto kwa kutwisisa kikuli kusa palelwa kwa linzula mulimu. Mulimu ubuluka linzula hae kuyakali takuzalona.
And tonight we want to fasten our thoughts on that. That God keeps His Word. We can rest assured of anything that God has said in His Word to be the truth.
Mibusi ubo lubata kutama hande minahano ya luna kusona seo. Kulimulimu ubulukali nzula hae. Lwakona kuina kasepo yeti ile hande kulimulimu. Sabu lezi mwali nzula hae sinani kuba saniti.
And faith does not rest upon the shifting sands of man's ideas or man's theology, but it has its final resting place on the unmovable rock of God's eternal Word.
Mitumelo haisika yendamena famu shabati otiba wa maikutu wa batu, kambali tuto za mutu za bula peli. Kono ina ni maendameno ayona ama felelezo asa shenye fali chwe la linzu la mulimu la kuya kuile.
The Word, if God has said it, that is forever the truth.
Amen.
He can never take it back and say, I did not mean it.
Lona linzwi haiba mulimu ubulezisika. Yeo ivaniti kuya kuile. Hakwa nuku ikutisa mwamulaho ni kubule lakuli nenisa atalusi chwalo.
I can say things. You can say things. Then we are prone to have to take it back because we said it with the best of our knowledge and with the best of our ability.
Niko na kubulelalika, nimi na mwako na kubulelalika. Foe kipeto luta mehile kuli kutisa mamulaho, kakuli lulibulezi kazibo ya luna hande, nikamata aswa nila aluna.
But then God is so much different from us. He is infant. Therefore, he does not say one thing unless it is absolutely perfect. He never has to take it back, never has to apologize for what he said. It's always stands the truth.
Kono he mulimu ushuta na hulu niluna, yena hafeli. Kabaka leo, havulelangisi kakonji haiba sipete ile luli. Halu keliku sichincha kukuta mamulaho, mane alukeli neba kuinyaza kaza abulezi. Kamitasi yemao na chwalo kubaniti.
Even for Jesus, in this great days that we're in celebration, when God really slayed His Son for the sins of the world, was perhaps thousands of years before even the foundation was ever laid.
Neba yena Jesu mwamazazi ama tuna amukitia, fani mulimu hato vulayamu na hae kali vizali fasi. Mwendine limia hayeli kiti kiti kale, mane mutomo usika atomo akale.
God spoke the word and it's a finished product in heaven when God speaks it. It's already finished.
Mulimu na abulezi linzwi, mikisika sisi tomirwe hande mwali halimu, fo mulimu hasi bulezi. Kipeto kufelile.
Oh, if we could only grasp what that means, what different people we would be to see in His books the judgments that is placed in here for the disobedient, it would make a man examine himself hour by hour.
Oh, hai balukona fela kulemuata lusoya seo. Molu kona kubela batu baba shutani. Kubona mwali vukaza hae likatuloze bezwi. Bana baba ikanyisi mwalimo. Ii kona kweza kulimutu aitatube iliena. aicheke hola ni hola.
It would make the righteous rejoice hour by hour to read the blessings that God has promised to the faithful.
Milikona kutabisa baba lukile. Hola ni hola kuli avaleli mbuyoti zeo mulimu asepiselize baba sepahala.
And we can rest assured that every word will be fulfilled. Just anchor our soul on it. It's always been that way.
Miluko na kuina kasepo yetezi. Kulilinzwi kau fela likata lelezwa. Nikutama fela moyo walu na kulona. Kuvile cholo kamita.
When God spoke to Noah, way back in the Antediluvian world, maybe perhaps before a Bible was ever written, or this Bible anyhow was ever written, God told Noah there was coming a storm and the waters were going to cover the earth.
Muli mwana abulezi kunuwe kwani kwa mulaho mwana kwa ya munda walifasi. Mwendi mane bibele isika ngolo wakale. Kamba bibele ye ni hakuli chwalo isika ngolo mane. Muli mwabulele la nuwe kulikukate hamunda mimezi akakwa ya lalifasi.
And without one speck of evidence that it would happen, everything very contrary, Noah moved with fear and built the ark, prepared it. It was for the saving of his household and himself.
Mikusina nebato watiringwi, yabupaki wakuli nelikabatengi, likakao ufela nelishutani. Nuwe azama yaka sabo, nikuyaha areka, ayaha. Neli akupilisa bandu ya hae, niye nakasibiri.
God never let him down, because it was his word. It had to happen when God said it would happen.
Mulimu nasika mutwelela, kakuli nelili nzula hae. Nelina nikweza hala fani mulimu, halibulela kuli likaeza hala.
Now, when Job, the oldest book in the Bible that's written perhaps before Genesis was written, and it was included in the Bible, and Moses wrote the Genesis.
Twalefani Jobo buka ya kalea hulu mwa bibele, yani ingozu mwendi mane ya Genesis kangu wakale, mine eke lizu mwa bibele. Mimushe kiena yana ngozi genese.
Job in his book, he rested solemnly upon the promise God made him.
Jobo mwabuka ya hae apumula hande fase piso ya mulimu yana mufile.
And he stood by his burnt offering without a fear in his heart, knowing that what God had said, God was able to perform.
Ni aye mabuka ufi nisitabelo sahae sakuchisa, asina sabo mwapilu ya hae. Naziba hande sana abulezi mulimu kulimulimu, naana nakasieza.
And when everything seemed to go contrary, Job stood firm because God's promise was firm. God promised Job, and Job rested on that promise.
Mili kakao fela anelibona hala kufosala. Jobo ayema atile. Kakulisepiso wa mulimu ne yemi kakutia. Mulimu na sepisize Jobo. Mi Jobo ayendamena fasepiso yani.
Oh, if the church could ever get to that place, to where it could solemnly rest upon God's eternal word to be the truth. What a difference there would be. What a correcting there would be.
Oh, ai bakeleke ikonaku fita fasibaka seo foi ikonaku ba hande kakutia la fali nzula mulimu la kuyakwile kubayo naniti hakishuta noni yeo moyo ikonaku bela hakisikulu honi yeo moyo ikonaku bela.
What a cutting away there would be. What a joy there would be. What a power there would be. when men and women would take God at face value, what he said is the truth.
Haki kukauhana ni ko moku kona kubela. Haki tabo ni yeo moyo kona kubela. Haki mata ni yao moyo kona kubela. Nibana ni basali haba kona kungamu limu. Nikutali mana ni zeto kwa hala. Sabulezi kona saniti.
No matter what the circumstances look like, that has nothing to do with it. God said so, that settles it.
Akunate wakamba zeza halali ponara chwani. Zeo halina za kweza nizona. Mulimu na abulezona chwalo au kona mafelelezo.
And Job, when he was in the most trying time of all his experience, when he had been found in the presence of God, a just man, even God said he was perfect.
Mijobo hana alimwanako yamuliko omutuna hulu wabupilo bahae. Hanafu manu ifapira mulimu, na alifera mutu, neba mulimu, na ulezi kuli upete hile.
There was none like him in the earth, and Satan was given the privilege to tempt him, saying, I'll make him curse you to your face.
Nekusina ya swana niye na mwalifasi, misa hata ni afi wakolo ya kumulika ali, nika muwezi sakuli akuluwahe, inza akutali mile.
And he almost took Job's life and would have done it, but God drawed a boundary line. Said, you can do anything to him, but don't take his life.
Mi aska anga kalebu pilo wa Jobo, na kabunga mane. Kono mulimu na lalire mufunda ali, wako na kweza sika kao ufela kuyena, kono usike wanga upilo wa hae.
Then when Job stood at the very tempting of the crucial moment, he said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and at the last days he'll stand on the earth. Though the skin worms destroys this body, Amen. Yet in my flesh shall I see God.
Nitwale Jobo aye meramuliko mwana kwe tata kihali, niziwa kulimuli ululi waka wapila. Ni kali za zila mafelelezo ukayema mwalifasi. Ni hai keliko kwani za mubili likasi nyamubili wo. Kono na mamubili mo. Kimoni kabo na mulimu.
No matter how dark it seemed and how unreal it seemed, there was something that Job anchored his soul on God's eternal promise.
Hakuna teba kamba kunsu falachwani. Nimoli bona halela zesi zaniti, ne kuna ni sesi ngwiseo jobona tani miyemo ya wahae, ne lisepiso ya mulimu ya kuya kuile.
Oh, if we could only do that. Notice, he rested on the promise. I know my Redeemer liveth.
Oh, haiba fela lukona kweza unachualo. Mulemwe, naenda mezi fase piso ya kuli, nizi wakuli muli ululi waka wapila.
And I want you to notice for our future words I wish to say, Job specified his burying place. And when Job died, he was buried thus.
Mini watakuli mulemuhe kama anzu atatama, oini watakubulela. Jobona ziba alize hande sivaka sakupumbe kwa hae. Michwale Jobo hana shule apumbe kwa ona chwalo.
There was another man by the name of Abraham who took God at his word and he believed God.
Ne kuna nimune omungwi walibizola Abrahama. Yana angile mulimu kalinzula hai. Mi alumela kumulimu.
And he called those things which were contrary to the promise God gave him as though they were not. Amen. He took God at his word.
Ni abizalika zene shutana nise piso ya mulimu yana mufile. Inge kulinelisi chwalo. Anga mulimu kalinzwila hae.
And when the days passed and the weeks and the months and even the years passed, that never fazed Abraham one bit.
Michwale mazazi amanofela nilisunda nilikweli. Mane neva miaha, mane afita. kulizeo nelisika bilaye za Abrahama nebaha nyinyani.
The Bible said he staggered not through unbelief at the promise of God, but was faithful, giving praise unto God.
Bibele yize kuli, na asika asitatala kakusalumela, sepiso ya mulimu, kono ase pahala inza afatumbo kumulimu.
When everything seemed to every day, it simply did grow more difficult every day. But instead of getting weaker, Job got stronger every day.
Amen.
Oh, what a blessed assurance we have.
Nikakau fela hane libonala chwalo, zazi nizazi, nenze ihula hulu katata, zazi nizazi. Kono kufita kuli abe ya fokola, jobo aba ya tiile, zazi nizazi. Oho, hakimbu yoti kwa bundelu nani.
When difficult seems to rise to make the thing that God has promised an impossibility, instead of carrying off back into the world, we ought to stand the more firm than we ever stood on, thus saith the Lord. It ought to settle it when God says something.
Butata habu bonala kwekeze hamasika, sase pisize mulimu, kusako na halachwalo, kufita kuikina mela, kukena mwalifasi, nuswana yaku yema hande, kakutia mwene uye melanga sapili, kakuli sabule la mule na kisona. Siluke la kufelelao na fo, fo mulimu habule zisika.
And Abraham called those things which were as though they were not, because they were contrary to the word.
Ni Abraham abizalika zenelitengi ingekuli nelisio, kakuli nelishuta na nilinzwi.
And when Abraham lost his sweetheart and wife Sarah, after many years living together, he bought a portion of ground near the place where Job was buried and buried Sarah.
Michwale Abrahama, atobelo akimulati wa wahae, nimusala hae Sarah, kasamula wa wakupila miha, yemingata moho, ale kasiba kasamubu, faka ufinisibaka kwa nabulu kezu Jobo, ni kwa nabulu kezu Sarah.
Wonder why? They were prophets. They seen, they contacted God. And now when Abraham died, he was buried with Sarah.
Kikawa kalangi, neliwa profita, neba boni, neba tamahana ni mulimu, mechwale Abraham hana shwile, abulukwa ni Sarah.
Now he did not want these fellows to give him that portion of ground. He bought it before witnesses.
Amen.
What a beautiful type of baptism. Amen. He bought it before witnesses that it was his possession.
Twale nasa latikuli valikani vani, vamu fesibaka, samubuani, na itekezi sona, fapila lipaki, hakimu futa kwa wunde wa kolobezo. Na itekezi sona, fapila lipaki kuli, neli mubu wa hae.
Oh, that's the way a real believer ought to come. Not slip off in the corner, but stand before the witnesses.
Amen.
I am a witness of the Lord Jesus and of the Holy Spirit and of his great works and so much more as we see this evil day approaching.
Oh, kona mulu meli wa niti, marukela kubira cholo. Isi nkwi patapata mwali lulu, kono ayeme fapi alipaki. Ni paki ya mule na Jesu, ni yamo ya oke nile, ni ya misebezi ya mituna ya hae. Misi hulu alunze lubo na kulilizazi, lili maswe liatumezi.
And then when Abraham's son, which was Isaac, the promise was to be given him, and when Isaac died, he was buried with Abraham.
Amen.
And Isaac begot Jacob.
Michwale mwana Abrahama yanali Isaka. Yose piso neyeze lizwe yena. Michwale Isaka haashwa. Apumbe kwa ni Abrahama. Ni Isaka apepa Jacobo.
And when Jacob was died way down in Egypt. But notice, before he died, he said to his prophet's son, Joseph, "Come here, son, and put your hand up on my crippled hip."
Mitwale Jacobo, haashwela mwaige pita, kono mulemwe asika shwakale na abulelezi mwana hae wa mprofita Josefa ali. Taha kwanu mwana ake, miuswale kalizola hao fanoka yaka ya buhole.
Amen. For remember how he was crippled is because the angel of the Lord touched his hip. And he lived from that day on.
Kakuli mwa upula mwana abezisi hole. Kakuli linge loi la mule na nilimusweli fanoka. Mia akala kuchunguta kuzwele lona lizazilani.
He said, "Lay your hand on my hip and swear to me by the God of our fathers that you'll not bury me down here in Egypt."
Amen.
Kihali veali zola hao fanoka yaka. Miukonke kuna kamulimu wabokukwa hao. Kuli hao na kunivuluke la mo mwaege pita.
Why? Oh, they had the word. They had the revelation.
Kingi, oh, nevana nilinzwi. Nevana nisinulo.
And may I stop here to say that the church of the living God is built upon divine revelation.
Miharu bonengin yemele fa nibulele kaza keleke amulimu ya pila kuli iyahilwe fasinulo. Bulimu.
Not upon denomination, organization, not upon creeds or doctrines, but on spiritual, revealed truth of the living God.
Amen.
Isingifa kopano tutengo, isingifa lituto zalitumeloka mbali tuto, kono kifa niti ya moya ye paturuzwi, ya mulimu ya pila.
Amen.
Abel in the Garden of Eden had it when the church began. How did he know to bring a lamb? Why didn't he bring fruit like Cain did? But it was revealed to him.
Abele mwasimu ya ideni, na vile niona keleke hane ikalakala, na zivile chonikuli, nelingunya na ene toko hala, king anasika atisa miselo, inge kaine yana atisize. Kono nelipatuluzu kuyena.
Jesus once speaking said, "Who does man say I the Son of Man am?" Some said, "You're Moses and Elijah." So forth. He said, "But who do you say I am?"
Jesu na kwe yungina vulezi ali. Vatu valiki na mangi. Na nilimwa na mutu. Baba ngivaliki we na mushe. Ni Elia. Kamba yomu ngifela. Abule akuli. Kono minamuli. Kina mangi.
You see, it doesn't rest upon what somebody else thinks. It's what you know to be the truth.
Amen.
What do you say?
Mwabona, asi tingi kuzana hana mutu. Kiseo wena uziba kulikona niti. Ubulela si kama nywena.
Amen.
That question would meet every one of us in the face tonight. What do you say? And Peter, quickly speaking up, without one hesitation, said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Puzo yeo, yako na kuliva mangi ni mangi walu nabu siwichwana. Ubulela sika mangi wena, ni Petro sika pili, abulela kusina kukanga kanga, aliki wena Kristi, mwana mulimu ya pila.
As Jesus who knows the secrets of all hearts, for he was none other than Jehovah manifested in flesh, and he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon, the son of Jonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven has did this."
Sina Jesu ya nazibali kunutuzali pilu kaufela. Kakuli na si usili, konona aliena Jehova yabo na halezi mwanama. Mikihali, unanimbu yoti wena Simoni mwana Jonasi. Kakuli na mani mali, halisika patula seo kuwena. Kono kindate ya mwali halimu ya kupatulezeo.
"And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it."
Hallelujah.
Mifali mwali chwe leo nika yaha keleke yaka. Mimi nyako yasibaka sababa shwile haina kuikoma.
And we people, as we come on, we Lutheran want to walk by faith. We Methodists want to shout to get it. You Pentecostals want to speak with tongues to get it. But that's 10 million miles from it.
Niluna sichaba harunze luta chwalo luna ma Lutheran luwata kuzama ya katumero. Luna ba Methodist luwata kuhuwa kuli luwe niona. Mina ma Pentecostal mwata kubulela anga kama limi kulimuna niona. Kono zeo kili maili zae zavo lule lule kuzwa kuyona.
It is a divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the person of his being made manifest in the heart. Upon this rock I'll build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Kisinulo ye pahami amulena Jesu Christi. Kie na mutu sakata wasibu peosa hae ya iponalize mapilu. Fahali mwalicho leo nika yahate ngikeleke yaka. Mimi nyako ya sibaka sababa shule haina kuikoma.
It works perfect with Matthew 24:5-24 or St. John 5:24.
Ibereka hande ni Matthew 24:5-24 kamba mungoli John 5:24.
He that heareth my words and believeth
Amen.
On him that sent me has
Amen.
Everlasting life
Amen.
And shall never come into condemnation,
Amen.
But has passed from death unto life.
Amen.
Ya utwamanzwi aka mi alumela kuyani lumile. Una nibupilo wabusa afeli. Ni hana kutaha mwakatulo. Kono usazu ile mwalifu kukena mwabupilo.
Not because you had any move, any emotion, but because you have been the privilege of having Christ revealed to you from heaven.
Amen.
Upon this rock I'll build my church.
Isingi kuli uvile ni kunjanja kokuchwa nikaofila. Mai kutuachwa nikaofila. Kono kakuli uvile nilitonolo lakubani kreste ya patuluzi kuwena kuzwa kwali halimu. Fali mwali chweleo, nikayafate nkeleke yaka.
And Jacob, when he died, his son had his body packed up and he was buried with Abraham, Isaac, Sarah, and Job in the Holy Land, in Palestine.
Michwale Jacobo hana ashwile, mwana hae ayolu alamu vile wa hae, miapumbe kwani Abraham, Isaka, Sarah, ni Jobo, mwana hae kenile. Mwa Palestine.
Then Joseph, being a prophet, he prospered down in Egypt. He knew God. God had revealed himself to him.
Mi Josepha, kagwa mu profita, na ilo fuma kwa egepita. Na aziwa mulimu, mulimu na ipatuluzi liena kuyena.
And when he died, said, don't you bury my bones down here.
Amen.
But when someday God will surely visit you.
Mi hana shwile, ali, usike wani pumbekela masapu waka kwanu. Kono ube kanti zazileli ngwi, mulimu ukami potela.
Why, he rested solemnly upon the word of God to Moses.
Amen.
400 years they'll serve this nation, but I'll bring them out. He rested solemnly up on the word.
Kingi, naenda mezi handende falinzula mulimu kumushe. Miaha ye mianda ye mine, baka yo seweleza na haye, kononika wa lamulela. Naenda mezi handende falinzui.
And what a beautiful illustration here. If you'll notice every Hebrew passing by with his back beat the pulp by slave drivers. And when he looked up on the bones of his prophet, Joseph, he knew someday they were going out.
Mi hakiponazo ni Yehova, hae wa mule muha, muhevelu kaofela yana taha. Ni mukoko toa hae o shapilwe, kibaza maisi babatanga. Mi hatali mama sapo amprofita wa hae Josepha, azivakuli zazreli mwi, wakalu kuluha.
For those bones were left there for a memorial.
Amen.
That's someday they would go out.
Kakuli masapo ani, na asilwe kwa ni kuba kupuzo, kuliza zelingwi ne wakalu kuluha.
It's been about 15 or 18 years ago when Billy Paul, a little boy, about 5 years old, hardly so much.
Selimiaha, ye 15 kamba 18 kwa mula wafani Billy Paul, mushimani yomunyani, mwendi, wami hai ketalizo, mane neliahulu.
We had a little flower we was taking to his mommy's grave at daybreak one morning on Easter, just as the sun was coming, peeping up, or just before daylight it was, then going to the service.
Neluna nipalisa nyana, yene Luisa angafali vitalabo mahe, kakusasa na lizazi halipazula lazuho. Lizazi lisapazula fela, lisabona la fela kamba, lisika pazula kale. Nekuliona cholo, minikuti hamwasebelezo.
And as we walked down to the grave, the little fellow took off his hat as we moved to where his little sister and his mother was buried.
Mianeluyanga cholo kwa libita mushimani yani, na atibula kuwani ya hae, aneluyanga cholo kukubulu kezwi kezela hae nivomahe.
And he began to snub and cry. And he said, Daddy, is mommy down there in that hole?
Mia akala kushikoka, nikulila mia litate, kanabo mamatengi mamusi mamwani.
I said, no, son, she is not down there in that hole.
Amen.
She's a million times better off than you and I.
Nalivati li mwanake, abayo mwatasi mwani mwamusima, wanzi kwa hule kokunde, kufita kolwinzi naniwena.
Amen.
He said, will I see mommy again? I said, by the grace of God, if you desire it, you can see her again.
Amen.
Said, will her body ever come up from this grave?
Kiali, kikuli nikababona, wo mahape. Nali, kasi shemo samulimu, hawa ula kaza cholo, wakona kubabona hape. Ali, kana mubili wabona, ukazua mwali vitalefa tengi.
I said, honey, close your eyes and I'll tell you a little story. Many hundred years ago this morning, there was a tomb left empty.
Nali mulatiwa, itime kwa meto. Minikubuleli kandenyana. Miaha ye mingate ngate koo kakusasa na chwana. Nekuna nilivita, leli ni mkungulu.
Yeah.
I said it's a memorial to those who sleep in God when Christ bring with him when he comes.
Hallelujah.
Without a shadow of doubt, I rest solemnly upon God's eternal promise.
Hallelujah.
Nali, kikupuzo kubawa lobezi kumulimu, buwana wawa kreste ukazusa na kuyataha. Kusina muluti wa kukakanya, nitiela hande fase piso ya mulimu yaku ya kuile.
At Job of old, when we hear that ashes to ashes and dust to dust, it reminds me of Longfellow, who said, tell me not in mournful numbers, life is just an empty dream. And the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem.
Sina jobo wakale halu twakuli, mufuse kwa mufuse, nililuli kwa liluli. Sini upulisa Longfellow yanaize, usike wani bulelela kalipalo za maswabi, vupilo kitolofela yeli mkungulu. Mimoyo ozela ushwile, mane likahaliyo kamulibona halela.
He said, yea, life is real, life is earnest. And the grave is not its goal, for dust thou art, the dust returns was not spoken of the soul.
Mina ize luli bupilo kivwaniti, kibupilo sakata. Milivita hakona koluli vile. Kakuliwe na ululi, miuta kutila kwa liluli, na asika avulela kazamoyo.
They call her a theosophist, that when we leave here, we go in somewhere else.
Bao bizakuli mubili wabungeloi. Kulihalutazwa kuo, kuya kokungwi.
Whatever it may be, I take the apostle's word.
Amen.
When he said, if this earthly tabernacle or dwelling place be dissolved,
amen,
we have one already waiting.
Amen.
To move from this into that.
Kamba sikona kubachwani kaufela, ni ingali nzula mwa apostol hanaize, Haiba tawe na kele yana mamoru pila moisi nyeha, lunani ye ngwi kale kale ye liberezi, kuliluzo kuye, kukena kuyani.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, all the prophets, they trusted and believed that there was coming a resurrection, that the Redeemer was coming.
Abraham, Isaka, Jacobo, Jobo, vaprofita kau fela, neva sepa nikulumela kuli zuho ya taha, kuli muluyululi wataha.
They prophesied of him. Enoch prophesied of him. Rested solemnly, sealed his testimony with it.
Neva prophita za hae, Enoch ina prophita za hae, naenda mezi handende, akwa hela upakibwa hae kazona.
Isaac, Jacob, Daniel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they rested solemnly upon the time that the Messiah would come. And they died, and their souls went into paradise.
Isaka, Jacobo, Daniele, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, nevaenda mena handende, fana kwa yakuli, Mesia wataha. Mivashwa, mane mioyabona, ikeni mwa paradise.
They cannot go in the presence of God because we had it last night that the blood of bulls and goats could not forgive sins.
Nevasika afita afapila mulimu, kakuli neluvire nizo na maabani busihu. Kuli mali alipo honi lipuli. Hako ni kuswalela livi.
It only covered sins. Speaking of a day when the perfect sacrifice caused the blood of the animal could not come back to the worshiper. For then he would have not ceased to offer sacrifices of that time.
Fela na ape safalivi, kubulela zalizazi leo sitavelo sisipete hile anesikataha. Kakuli mali mwafolofolo nasatai kumlapeli. Kakuli kambe akusikatu helo akutaiswa litabelo za mfuta wani.
But when the Son of God died, the life that was in him was none other but God to come back and adopt us into the family of God, and now we are children of God. The life from his blood.
Kononako ya shwama na mulimu, wupilo wone buli kuyena nebusa shutani. Kononeli mulimu kulibutaye kutolwa ngula kuta mwalubasi lwa mulimu. Michwale lunaba na ba mulimu.
Now notice quickly, as we follow, when back in the Old Testament, and those who believed and worshiped and died in the faith waiting for that time.
Chwale mulemu hekapili, alonze lulatelela, kanti kwa mulao mwa testamenti ya kale, nibona vene balumela nikulapela, nikushwela mwa tumelo nebalivelezina kwa yani.
The reason those prophets did that and wanted to be buried in Palestine, they knew that the resurrection was not going to be in Egypt. It was going to be in Palestine alone.
Niba kaleo wa profita nebaezi za chwalo, miba wata kupumbe kwa mwa Palestine, nibazi wako lizuho, nesike haba mwa Egepita, nina nikuba mwa Palestine kihona.
That's what I say tonight. I've got all kinds of names. I don't care what people call me. That doesn't mean a thing to me.
Kona ani bulela chwa na busi ubo, ninani mavizo amifuta kaufila. Hani nataba moba nibizeza batu, seo asita rusisi kakuna.
The only thing that I want to do is know this, that I have been dead and my life is hid in Christ through God and sealed by the Holy Ghost.
Taba ino sifela yeni watakueza. Kiku ziba sekuli. Ni vile ya shule mibu pilo waka abu patilwe kukreste. Kumulimu. Mibu patilwe kamo ya oke nile.
That when he calls from among the dead, I'll answer on that day.
Amen.
Bury me in Christ. For those that are in Christ will God bring with him at that day.
Kulihaka viza baba shule. Nikaiwa labaliza zilani. Munibulu kele kukreste. Kakuli baba liku kreste mulimu, ukawa zusaniye na kaliza zilani.
How do we get in Christ? 1 Corinthians 12:13, by one spirit.
Amen.
We are all baptized into one body and become fellow citizens of the kingdom of God.
Lukena chwani ku kreste, Makorinte wa pili 12:13. Kamo ya olimu mwi, lunakau fela. lukolobelizwe mwa mubili uli mumwi milubile sichaba sa mubuso wa mulimu.
We profess to be pilgrims and strangers on this earth anymore, not seeking these worldly things, but looking for the coming of the blessed King to take over the domain from sea to boundless sea when he comes in his glory. Certainly we look for his coming.
Lubulela kubaba poti ni vayenyi valifasile, ni kamuta arusawa batalikaza lifasi. Kono luli velezi kutawa kwa mulene afu yozwi, kuli ato hapa mibuso. Kuzwa kwa liwate lelingwi, kuyo fita kukusinali kamba laliwate. Nako yata hamwaka nya ya hai, kiniti luli velezi kutawa kwa hai.
And then no doubt in my mind, but that's what Jesus had in his mind when he was here on earth, was that infallibility of God's eternal word.
Mechwale hakuna kukakanya mwamuna ano waka. Kono zeo kona Jesu zana upula mwamuna ano wahae hana ali falifasifa. Nelio na kusa palewa kwa linzu la mulimu la kuya kuile kwani.
For we know that in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead body. The entire Godhead was in him.
Kakulululizi bakuli kuyena kimoku inzi mutalelela wavu mulimu kamubili. Mutalelela kaufela wavu mulimu.
Amen. He was both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but dwelt in a human form. The theosophies of God, the great image of God that he made man in, then placed him in earth.
Nali kamukana azona, ndate, mwana, ni moya wake nile. Kono inza apila mwa mubili wanama, mubili wabungeloi, wamulimu, sibupewa sesituna, samulimu, sana eze mutu kusona. Mine kumubea mwalifasi.
He had a body. God isn't without a body. God's got a body. And it looks like a man. Moses saw it, others saw it. And it looks like a man. And it's just an impression. This is of what that is.
Nana ni mubili. Mulimu asikaba kusina mubili. Mulimu nani mubili. Mi ubona hala inge mutu. Mushe na uboni. Baba mwini ba uboni. Mi ubona hala inge mutu. Nikimai kutofela wochwale uswana ni wani mowi nezi.
And everything on earth, the beauty, the sweetness, the beauty of the earth is nothing else in the world but an answer to a far better than that that waits us when we leave this world.
Amen.
Milika kao fela mwalifasi, zebu hea zende, zebu hea zalifasi, hakinto isili mwalifasi. Kono kikalabo, ye pakanto engu ye tuna kufitafo. Yelu libelela. Haruzwa mwalifasile.
For everything in earth is just a pattern of that which is in heaven.
Kakulilika kau fela mwalifasi, liswanile fela kuza mwali halimu.
Everything is good, everything is righteous. Everything is beautiful. Trees, birds, everything is just the pattern of what's in heaven.
Kau fela zeli zende, kau fela zeli zelu kile, kau fela zeli zebu heha, likota, linyuani, kau fela kisi swani so fela.
Our own life is just a pattern. It's just a shadow and not the real thing. It's the negative sign. It takes death to develop the picture to put us back in the theosophies we come from.
Vupilo walu naluli kisi swani sofela. Kimuluti fela. Misi ngisika aso naluli. Kisika samuluti fela. Silualali fukuli kutaye isi swani so. Kuluvea kukutela mwamubili oluzwile kuona.
Then in the resurrection we come in his likeness.
Amen.
A resurrected body. What a beautiful, not only beautiful, but it is the real solemn truth of God's eternal word that we'll be like him.
Nima zuho luta zuha kakuswana niena. Mubili ozu hile akibunde nivo. Isingibunde fila. Kono kiwa niti. Niti ye lukela ya linzu la mulimu ya kuya kuile. Kulilukawa ingeyena.
Notice. Now Jesus invested with all the powers of God. But when he met Satan, he never used any of his powers. He only referred to the word. He did.
Mule muhechwale, Jesu na atezi mata kaa ufela amulimu. Kono hato kopana ni satani. Nasika itusisa neba mangwi amata hae. Yena fela na asupeleze kwa linzwi. Haeza wana chwalo.
He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Kihali kungozwi, mutu hana kupila kabu hoye fela, kono nikali nzwi kau fela, leli zwelela, mwamulo mwamulimu.
Then how can you say you can stay home to be just as good a Christian as you would be a church? Amen. You can't do it.
Mitole ukona kubulela chwanikuli, ukona kuitulela kwandu. Nikuwa mukreste yomu nde inge, mwene ukavela, kwa keleke, auko nikuwa cholo.
Read the word. The Holy Spirit feeds on the word. The Bible is God's spiritual diet for his church.
Mubale linzwi, moya okenile ufepa falinzwi, vivele kisicho samoya, wamulimu kwa keleke ya hai.
And the Holy Spirit is the one who brings it to you and places it in the heart. And with thanksgiving you water it.
Mimo yao kenile kiwa na otisa zeo kuwena. Nikuvea mwapilu, minikawi tumelo wa usela ela.
And every divine promise will produce just exactly what God said it would do.
Amen.
It's got to, it's his word and it's life.
Mise piso yei piti zika ufila. Ikata isa hande ndende za bulezi mulimu kuli yeze. Inani kubachwalo, kilinzula hae mikibu pilo.
Now, I forgot that I was just supposed to have a half hour. It takes me so long to get to what I want to say.
Chwale, nilibezi kuli neniswa nilakuba nilichikala hola. Sini ingela huruna kukuli nivuleleze nivata.
But notice, Jesus in the last hour or two of his life, many, many prophecies was fulfilled.
Kono mulemuhe, Jesu mwahola ya mafelelezo, kamba zepeli za upilo kwa hae, uprofita wabu ngata ngata, nebutalelelizwe.
Someone said to me, Brother Branham, this has to happen and that has to happen. I said it could happen in an hour.
Kuna niyana aize kuna mzole Branham, se sina nikweza hala, nisani sina nikweza hala, nali, sako na kweza hala mwahola ilingwi.
If you'll read the 22nd Psalm and then watch his dying hour at the cross, I just forget now how many outstanding prophecies was fulfilled in the last two or three hours of his life. Certainly.
Haiba ukawa la lisamu 22, minikutali mahola ya kusha kwa hae fasi papano, niliwezi fela chole kuli, kibu profita bobu kumakai, wene butilo talelezo wa mwali hula zepeli kamba zeti alu za upilo kwa hai. Kiniti.
They pierced my feet, my hands, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And so forth, as David cried it.
Bata vile mautu waka, ni mazo waka, mulimu waka, mulimu waka. Unituwele zingi, nizengi cholo, sina Davida hana alilile.
And then another thing, I want you to notice the truth, the infallible part of God's word. The Bible said he keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken.
Miape nto yengwi yeni vatakuli mulemu hekiniti. Kalulo yesa palelu ya linzula mulimu. Vivele ize, ubulu kama sapo wa hae kaufela. Mane hakuna nelikana, lelikalo beha.
For in the type of the Paschal lamb was a type of it. The lamb must be without a blemish. No broken bones must be in the lamb.
Kakuli mamu futa fela, ngu ya paseka nelifela mufuta wayona. Ngu ilukela kuba yes nalitiba, kusike kwa bali sapo lelilo behile mwangu nyana.
And at the hour when he had died, they went up to break his legs with the hammer. And just before, look at that very crucial moment.
Kia na koyanali haashwa, baya kuliba lobe mautwa hae nisando. Mibasikabe, mutali mefana kwe sabisa yani.
The man with the hammer, ready to strike his legs, but God's word said there'll not be one bone broke in his body.
Muna nisando ya hae, na itukiselize kuli anate mautwa hae. Kono linzula mulimu nelize, hakuna kubali sapo neba lilingwi, lelika lobe hamombili wa hae.
How's it gonna happen? We get in a hurry. God's word is eternal. If God's word is that perfect,
them who are in Christ is just as sure to raise as there is a resurrection.
Amen.
Likaeza la chwani, luwe kakuwa kufa. Linzula mulimu kila kuya kwile. Haba linzula mulimu lipete ile chwalo. Bona, baba liku kreste. Bana niku zua. Kusinali kangi. Haibile fila zuo itengi.
God's just as obligated to his word to heal you as he is to save you. For he is his word that promised it. It's God's word. And we have no right to take away from it. But just say it's the truth.
Mulimu utame ile kwa linzula hai. Kuli akufolise, inge mwatame hezi kuli akupilise. Kakuli yena, kili nzula hae lelise pisise chwalo. Kili nzula mulimu, miaru natu kelo nieka na kuli, luzule kulona. Kono, kikubulea fila kuli, kiona niti.
Believe it no matter what happens, believe it anyhow. That's the way the rest of them had to believe it. And we're not excluded from that.
Mulilu mele, akunatea wakazewe zahala, mulilu mele, kuwe chwangi ni chwangi. Kona chwalo, baba ngivalo na, nibana nikuli lumela. Miluna, halui kambusi kwa tengi.
God gave Palestine to Israel, but they had to fight for every inch of ground they got. The promise is yours, but you have to fight for every inch you claim. The devil will see to that. Certainly he will.
Mulimu na afile Palestine kwa Israeli. Kono, nibana nikuluana, kamu hata ufika ufila one banani. Sepiso kia hao. Kono oswa nila kuluwa nila siyemba kaa ufela so ipapata. Diabolosi ukaa yemaka minyi minyi. Kiniti ukaa za chwalo.
But notice, when they were ready to break the legs of our Lord Jesus, if that hammer would have struck the leg and broke it, God would have been found false.
Kono mule muhe, hane baitu kisize kuloba mautu wa mule na aluna Jesu. Hai basando yao nineika na tafali utu nikuliloba.
But there wasn't enough devils in all dark torment to let that hammer strike that precious body. For David, 800 years beforehand, said there'll not be one bone broke in his body. God's word has to stand truth.
Korone kusinamio ya emaswe engata mwesibaka sabanyandisi, yene katula kulisandoyani inate mubile omundewani. Kakuli David wa mihayemi anda iketalizo kaimilalu kwa mulao koo. Na ize, hakuna kulove ya lisapo. Neba lelika na mumbili wa hae. Linzula mulimu, lina nikuye mala niti.
But what did they do then? They took a spear and rammed it in his side. And blood and water came out to fulfill what the Bible said. They pierced my hands and my side. The word was fulfilled.
Kono kisika main seneba izena kweani. Vanga muwayo ni kuto utama kwa makupuwa hae. Mima alinimezi za azwa. Kutalele za sene ivulezi bibele. Bata vile mazoho aka ni makupuwa aka. Linzwi la talele zwa.
Now when he was dying. Oh, what a dreadful hour. I think of that song and honest it just makes me feel terrible. When I think that song that the poet wrote many years ago.
Chwale hanashwa, hoho akihola kwa kusabisa. Nina anapina yaani, mika kusepala. Ini utusafela bumaswe. Ani na anapina yaani, yana ngozi muloki, mihaya kale kale.
Mid rendering rocks and darkening skies, my Savior bowed his head and died. The open veil revealed the way. The heaven's joys and endless day.
Machwe a pazao ha mima halimu aunsufala. Mupulusi waka aina misatoya hae miashwa. Lisila leli kwa luhile labo nisanzila. Tabo ya li halimu nilizazi lelisa feli.
And when he was hanging there bleeding and dying. When he bowed his head.
Michwale hana apaikire fani. Inza lota mali nikushwa. Hana aina misatoya hae.
The son got so ashamed of himself to look down upon mortal creatures who God made in his image would have to pay such a price as that to redeem it. The son refused to look down on the earth in that hour.
Liza azilamu tuwela maswavi. Kutani malibupi waze shwazeo mulimu na azize kasi bupeo sahaye. Nana nikulifa teko ye chwalo yani kulia liulule lizazila hana kutali mafafasi mwahola yani.
The moon was so embarrassed till he withdrew his place and the stars turned their back to the earth. What a horrible thing sin must be. How God had to deal with it.
Kweli aswaba kufitela mane ukuta mwamulaho kuzo mwasi wakasayona. Nilina leli za fulale la lifasi. Haki nto kwa bumaswe sibimosi inezi. Kamo mulimu natali manezi nisona.
And to see those mocking priests with spit hanging in his face, a man hit him on the head with the reed and said, if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you.
Nikubona wa priest abali somo wani. Nima atinza nela kwa sifate usahaye muna amun nata kwa toho kalutaka. Miali hai wamu profita lubulelele ya kunatile.
One of them pulled the beard from his face and smacked him on the face and warned him to take up for himself.
Alimungu wabona akumula mulelu wa sifateo sahaye. Nikumu bakula kwa sifateo. Mina abatakuli aipiriseye na kasibili.
He said, if my kingdom was of this world, I would straightway call my father. He'd send me 12 legions of angels.
Amen.
It could have been changed. But how could he do it?
Kiali haiba mubuso waka kiwalifasile, nenikabiza ndate kapili, na akani rumelali mpi zeli shumi kazepeli za mangeloi, nilikachincha, konona kalieza chwani.
He just couldn't do it, for it was his own children crying out for his blood. Could you imagine a daddy, a father, with his own children in darkness crying out for their own father's blood?
Nasikaza fela chwalo, kakuli neliba anaba hae luli veneba lile la malia hae. Munane fila kulikalive ndate niwa anaba hae luli mwali fifi. Ingeba lile la mali abwenda tabona.
That's the reason he could do nothing else but die. If he didn't, it was doomed for his children. It was doomed for the creatures. But he had to die to save his people.
Kona hana sika eza sika kwanda kushwa kihona. Haiba nasikaza cholo, nekawa lifu kwa wanaba hae. Neli lifu kwa libupiwa. Kono na nani kushua, kulia pilise cha wasa hae.
And when he did, when he bowed his head, this old earth had a shiver run over its back. It must have had a nervous prostration. For the Bible said that the whole earth from the sixth to the ninth hour was dark. Was over the whole face of the earth.
Miasi noeza cholo, hana ina mseto ya hae lifasi la kalele la kenelo kikunjanja mamu kwa kutuwa lona. Na sepa nelivira ni kukubama kwa sawe tuna. Kakulivivele ize kuli lifasi kao fela kuzwa kanda kwa ya sikisi kuisa kwa ya naini kwa bali fifi. La kwa ila lifasi kao fela.
And the earth shook and the rocks ripped.
Amen.
And the temple veil tore from top to the bottom. The sacrifice box turned over. The Son of the Living God died.
Mili fasila njanja, ni macho ya pazawa. Mili sila lawa tempele, la pazwa. Kuzwa falimu, kutafafasi. Masitina astabelo, afutuka. Mwana mulimu ya pila, ashwa.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
He was so dead until the Son recognized it. He was so dead till the moon recognized it. He was so dead till the stars recognized it.
Na shwile luli kulimane lizazi lale muacholo. Na shwile kulimane kweli niona ya ziba. Na shwile kulimane linaleli zale muha.
He was so dead till the earth recognized it. He was so dead till the elements recognized it. The atmospheres recognized it.
Na shwile kulimane lifasi lale muha. Na shwile kulimane libupiwa zale muha. Zebu pilwa zali halimu zale muha.
Everything had to know that was the Son of God. For God's word could not fail.
Amen.
He was promised from the Garden of Eden. The seed that would bruise the serpent's head.
Likagamkana nelizibila kuliyani kia na mwana mulimu. Kakuli linzula mulimu alikuwa ni kupalelwa. Na sepisizwe. Kuzo kwa simu ya Edeni, peu ye kapiata, toho ya noha.
Now what happened to him? Where did he go? When he left the cross and went in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb.
Chwale kisi kama insene seza alie kuyena, Kika kwa naile, hasi asifa pano ni kuya. Kuya mwali vita la Josepha wa Arimatea.
He was so poor, he had not a place to lay his head. He was born in a manger with a black name behind him as an illegitimate child.
Nali mubwata na hulu, nasinasiba akasa kulova za toya, haya kusona. Na pepezu mwasi chelo, ana nilivizo lelinsu, mamula wa haya lakuli, mwana wa mabuchwani.
He was laughed at, made fun of, scoffed of in the earth. He was made fun of and rejected.
Na asehiwa kuboni wabu kuba, kusomi wa malifasi, na abu onisa, bukuba ni kuhaniwa.
And when he died, he had to die to capital punishment between two thieves and did not even have a place to bury him, and he was buried in another man's grave.
Miana shwile nana nikushwa kakoto ebukiti mwalali sinyize peli kanti mane nekusina neva sibaka kwa kumubulukela kono na bulukiro mali bita la muti wa mungwi.
The very God of heaven coming to earth, who do we think we are? They have to go through a little suffering. What he did for us, think of it, friend, study of it.
Yena muli mululi wali halimu kuta mwali fasi Luna lui ponakuli luvomangi. Kuli luhane ukufita mwaku nyandanya na. Zalweze lize. Na anakazo na mulikani. Uvali sisevateni.
The Roman soldier said truly that's the Son of God. The sinner had to recognize it. Judas said I have betrayed innocent blood. He had to recognize it. The whole earth recognized it.
Musole wa muroma naize kaniti yo kimwa na amulimu. Mweza alivina muzivile, Judas naize, niwete kile mali ya sinamulatu. Na halile muhile, lifasika ufela, lale muacholo.
Then where did he go? When a man dies, does that finish it? No, sir. He had to die that way because God's Bible said that he would die that way.
Kuzofani na ile kai, mutu hashwa, kana au, kona mafelele zonji, vatilisha. Nana nikushwa, kanzila yani, kakuli vivele ya mulimu. Ize na akashwa kanzila yani.
And he trusted God's word. That's the reason he could say in his life, destroy this temple and I'll raise it up in 3 days.
Minase pile linzo la mulimu. Kona anaize maupilo wa haikuli. Musinye tempele ye. Minika ya kasamula wa mazazi amalalu.
For David said one place only in the Bible under the inspiration when David, the man of God, the prophet, that was anointed with the words that I'll not suffer my holy one to see corruption. Neither will I leave his soul in hell.
Kakuli Davida na izi. Mwasiba kasisi mwifela mwabivele kasusu mezofani Davida muna amulimu. Yena mupolofita yana atoziswe kalinzi yohana izi. Hani na kutuelela kenile waka kuko na kubola. Kambani ya bakuli ni siye moyo wa haya mwali hele.
Jesus said, you destroy this body, and I'll raise it up in 3 days. He knew that God's word could not fail.
Jesu naize amu sinyamubili wo, minika uzusa kamazazi amalalu. Naziba kulili nzulamu limu halikoni kupalelwa.
Oh my, if he could rest solemnly upon that, believing that God's word could not fail, how much more can we rest the solemnly that we have been born again by the Holy Ghost and it a witness in our heart right now that we know that our Redeemer liveth and will come again someday?
Oh, Maui. Hai wana kai endamena hande ende kuseo. Inza rumela kulilinzula mulimu nelisika la palelwa. Lunavo, luna nikufita kai mwakulumela kulilu pepila sinchakamo yao kenile. Mikibu paki mwali piruzalu nao na fachu wale kuli. Luziba kuli muli uli walu na wapila. Miukata haza zileli ngui.
Rest assured that those that are in Christ will God bring with him.
Luineka tibelelo ye tezi. Kuli babali kukreste mulimu. Ukaba zusa. Amohoniena.
Now notice. There he was. He knew that not one cell of that body would corrupt. 72 hours corruption sets in. That's the reason he never stayed the 3 days.
Chwale mule muhe, kiani fani nazi bakuli, akuna neva selu ilimu ya mubili wani, yene kabola. Liholaze 72, kubola kusonea kukalisa. leo kwa nalivaka anasi kai nere la mwani kama zazi amalalu.
He died on Friday afternoon and was up Sunday morning, but it was within them 3 days. Within those 3 days he has to rise again because he trusted God's word.
Na shula la kufa ifi musiali ni azuha la sunda kakusasana. Kono neli mwala mazazi ya malaluani. Mwala wana mazazi ya malaluani. Na aswa ni hakuzuwa hapi. Kakuli, nase palinzu la mulimu.
Here he goes. Where did he leave when he left? The Bible said he ascended. He went and preached to the souls that were in prison. That repented not in the long suffering of the days of Noah.
Kiofa waya. Kika ikwa na ile afunduka kwani. Bivela ize. Na kambami. Na ile ayo kutaza kwa mioyo yene li mwatolongo. Yene sika vaka mwali na kozapi lutele kama zazi anuwe.
His soul, his spirit, his theosophies of his own being went down to follow him. Would you like tonight to follow him a few minutes? Let's see where he went.
Moya wa hae, mubili wa hae wasibu peo sahai tota. Wabuluki wa mamubu. Alumulate lelengi. Mwatavela kana busi ubo kumulate lela famizu zunyana.
Just below the regions of mortal beings lays a rim of demon power. Below that, just above that, lays the souls of the unjust. Below it lays the very domain of Satan, hell.
Fafasi fela aliwaka zalibupi wa zanama, kuna ni mata madimona. Fafasi afani, fali muafani, kuna ni mioyo, yesika piliswa. Fafasi fani, kuna nisibaka koku ya ile satani. Lihele.
Then just above us lays the Holy Spirit. Then under the altar lays the souls of the just man. The next is God himself.
Mifali mwalu na fela, kuna ni mwoyo kenile. Mimuatasi aletale, kuna ni mioyo yelu kile. Mie tatama, kimulimu kasibili.
One going downward, one going upward. The two spirits are here on earth influencing the people of this earth.
Omungu washe tumuka, mi omungu wakambama. Mio ya emiveli yeo iteng malifasi. Inge Yesusu mezabatu, malifasi le.
And when Jesus died, he goes up down there. I can see him on that Friday afternoon after his death. Knock on the door of the regions of the lost. That's following in a minute.
Mituwale Jesu wana ashwile, yena wakambama, fafasi fani, na mubona labu faifi musihali kasamu la walifu la hae. Ungongo tafasi kwalo, salibaka zababala teile, alumula telengi, famuzuzu.
The door opens, there was women, there was men, there were young ladies, there were old, there were all together in that hideous place called the prison of the lost souls.
Zikwalosa kwaluha. Nekuna ni basali, nekuna ni bana, nekuna ni likalive, nekuna ni machembele. Nebali teni kao felabona. Mwasiba kasesi sabisa sani. Sesi bizwa tolongo, yamioya hela teile.
If I had time, I'd like to tell you, and it might be just a vision, but in one time I visited that place and screamed for mercy when I was a sinner going under operation.
Kameli na ninako, ninikati ya wela kumivulelela. Miikona fela kupapono. Kono na kwe mwi nenipotezi sibakasani. Mina huwa kubatasi shemo. Hane nilimweza alivi inge nipazuliwa kwa spatela.
When I come out, I was standing in the west with my hands up towards the heaven and a cross shining on me.
Anitaha neniemi kwa wiko. Mazoa haka inza ananu hezi kwa halimu. Misifa pano inge simonya fapilaka.
But in that mournful place, there Jesus walked to the door. Everything had to witness that he was the Son of God because they had been preached to in the long suffering of the days of Noah.
Kono masibaka, sesi sabisa sani salipuku, Jesu ataha kwa munyako, likakao ufela nelinani kupa kakuli, na alia na mwana mulimu, kakuli neba kutalizwe, mwali nako zapilu telele, amaza zanue.
Knocks at the door, he said, I am he who Enoch spoke of. I am the seed of the woman that was the bruise of the serpent's head. Every word of God has been fulfilled. I've just died down at Calvary, and I've purchased my church.
Angongo tafasi kwalo, miali, kina yana ambozu kie noki. Kina peo ya msali, yene swane la kupiata toho ya noha. Linzu kao fela la mulimu, litalele lizwe. Nishwile faka uvali kwa busebo mwi, minile kile keleke yaka.
And the ones that Enoch spoke of, I'm he. And they was without mercy, without hope, because they had transgressed. And the door was shut in their face.
Miena na bulezuki Enoki, kina luli. Minevas nama keke, kusina sepo, kaguli neva tulemulao, misi kwa losa kwaliwa, fapila metuabona.
On down into the regions of demons, on down to the very gates of hell. He knocks at the door.
Kuta cholo ni malivaka, zama dimona. Kushetu muka cholo ni mwami nyako yali hele. Ungongota fasi kwalo.
This is when he's in a tomb, his body is, waiting the resurrection. He visits the places that the just and unjust goes. Where you'll go one of these days, to one of the other places.
Ye kiona nako, hana asali mwamba. Mwili wa hae ulibelezi zuho. Ayo potelali wakazani, koku yanga baba lukile, ni baba sikaluka. Komu kaya nimi na leli mwilamazazi ya, kwa li wakaze mwizani.
And he knocks at the door of hell. And when he did, the devil come out. And I can just hear him say, oh, so finally you arrived. I sure thought I had you when I killed Abel.
Mi angongota, fasi kwa losali hele, mi hana angongotile, diabolos ya azula fandi. Mina mutua abulakuli, oh, mama felelezo ufitile. Niziba hande neni kusweli, hane nivulaile abele.
You see, when that seed was promised in the Garden of Eden, the devil has constantly tried to destroy that seed.
Amen.
And the death of Abel and the coming of Seth was just the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. That seed must continue. And he tried to destroy it.
Mwabona, peo yaani anese pisizwe mwasimu ya ideni, diabolosi uvilalika katunda moku sinyapeo yaani. Milifu la avele, nikutaa kwa seta, nilifu ya lalifu kupumbekwa, nikuzua kwa kreste. Peo yaani iswani ya kuzula pili, mia alika kuisinya.
He said, I thought I had you when I destroyed Abel. I thought I had you when I destroyed the prophets.
Kiali neni nana kuli, neni kubula ile, hanibula ya avele. Neni nana kuli, neni kusweli, hanibula ya wapolofita.
I was positive I had you when I beheaded John. But now, after all, you've arrived. I've got you now. Oh, my.
Neni ziba hande kuli ni kuswali, hani pumato ya joani. Kono chwale kasamula wazeo kaofela. Kiwe na yo, kikale ufita, ni kuswali chwale. Oh, mawe.
I can hear him say, Satan, come here. He's boss now. Reaches over, grabs that key of death and hell off his side. Hung it on his own side. I want to serve notice on you. You've been a bluff long enough.
Namutu hali satani, ta kwanu, kie nanduna chwale. Wasute la chwale, ananisi notolo sali fusani, nili hele fanoka ya hae. Ingesi lepe la fanoka ya hae tota. Niwate kukuzibisa, uviremu ikankawe kifana kwe tela hulu.
I am the virgin born son of the living God. My blood is still wet on the cross and the full debt is paid.
Amen.
You have no rights no more. You are stripped.
Kina mwana wa mulimu ya pila ya pepilo kimwalanjo. Maliaka asali amezi faswa panu. Misi kolo tikao fela silifiru weka kutala. Hausana litukelo nizekana wa mwilu weka ufela.
Give me those keys. That's right. Turns around and gives him a good healthy kick and slams the door again and says, stay in there! I'm boss now.
When I feel not all zero, Yokiniti, I fed to her Nikumu Holisara Mulezele, was Bakela says Kwanil Handi, Nikukwala Sikolo Kabu Hali, Miali, Inelaona Mo Mohali, Kina and Dunatwali, Nikuyakwile.
I didn't have the keys to the kingdom because he gave them to Peter. We get on that in the morning at water baptism.
Chwele nasinali noti ozamu buso kakuli nalifile kupitrosi, lukabanizo na zeo, kaa ufila kakusasana, kuzako lovezo ya mezi.
But he had the keys to death and hell, and he took them. After his resurrection, he said, I got the keys of death and hell.
Kono nanali noti ozalifu nizali hele, mie na ali inga, kasamula wakuzua kwa hae kihali, nina nili noti ozalifu nizali hele.
Peter had the keys of the kingdom. Satan had the keys of death and hell. But now Jesus has got him. He's boss.
Petros nana nili notolo, zamubuso. Satani nana nili notolo, zalifu nili hele. Kono chole Jesu, una nizona, Selia nanduna.
Here he starts up. It's getting Easter. Time's passing fast. But there's another group. Where is Job? Where's Abraham? Where are they at?
Kiyo akalakuzula fandi. Seiya iwa paseka, na koiya ifela kapili. Kono kuna nisikwata sisi mwi. Jobo ukai. Abrahama ukai. Vaka vao kanti.
Where's those fellows that trusted God's word? Has he forgotten them? Did death annihilate them? Was that all of it? Never. Never! God has to keep his word.
Vaka iwa likanivani. Baba sepileli nzulamulimu. Kikuli ubalibezi nji. Kikuli lifu. Liba felize ka ufela. Kana anine liona mafelezo wabo na. Vatili. Vatili. Mulimu bulukali nzula hae.
I can see him. Let's take a little peep into paradise. And look over there. And I see Sarah and Abraham walking around there. And after a while, something on the door.
Na mubona. Harunange lengi hanyani mwa paradise. Nikutele mamwatengi. Mini bona Sarah ni Abraham inge wazama ya zama ya mwatengi. Mika samula wanyana. Sesi ngusautuwa lafamu nyako.
Abraham goes and opens the door. Said, honey, come here. Look here. Look here. That's the very same one that stood with me under the oath that day. He's Abraham's God.
Abraham aweo kolola sikwalo uli. Mulatiwa, taha kwanu. Talima kwanu. Talima kwanu. Ya nikie na yaswa na luli. Yana yemi nina mwata sakota ya okeza zilani. Kimulimu Abrahama.
Amen.
Just then I can see Daniel look over his shoulder and say, that's the rock that was shoot out of the mountain. Just as certain as I'm standing here.
Unafani fela, nabona Daniele utali mafabu senili heta la hae. Niuli, la nikona alichwe, lene likumuzu kwa lilundu, kiniti hande. Sinahani yemifa.
I see Job raise up, said, that's my Redeemer. And I said, I knew that lived and someday he'd stand up on the earth.
Nibona Jobo haye mamiuli ya nikiena muli ululi waka. Yene nivulezi kuli niziba kuli wapila. Mizazreli mwi na kaya mamali fasi.
My body may not be but a little spoonful of ashes, but in a 15 minutes from now I'll be in it again.
Amen.
That's him.
Mubiru waka ukwa nikuba omukima muendiki mufuse fela ofelela maluswana. Kono mwami zuzuye 15 kuzwa chwale. Nikaba kuona hape. Yani kiena.
Ezekiel looks over the top and said, I seen that same person as a wheel in the middle of the wheel.
Yes.
Turning way up in the middle of the air. Oh my.
Ezekiel atel mafali mukiali. Nibona ye na mutu ya swana. Yana bona la ingeli wili. Mwala li wili. Inza pikuluwa mwali mumwani. Mwambi mbyulu. Oh my.
Then up comes Enoch. Enoch said, I saw him coming with 10,000 of his saints to execute.
Amen.
Mikio Enoch ataha. Enoch ali. Ni muboni ataha nilikitikiti. Zababa kenileva hae. Kutisaka tulo.
There was the Old Testament saints waiting. Sure there was. Under the atonement of blood, they could not go in the presence of the God of heaven. Because goat and sheep blood cannot take away sin.
Nekuna ni baba kenile ba testamenti ya kale baba libelezi. Kaniti ni balitengi mwata samali aswalilo. Nebasika ya fapila kubateni kwa mulimu. Mulimu wali halimu kakuli lipuli nilingu halikoni kutia kulasibi.
But he said, my brethren, I am the one that you think I am. I am the seed of the woman. I am the son of David. I am the son of God. I am the virgin born one. My blood has atoned for it.
Kono kiali vana ba Yesu. Kina luli yemunahani la chwalo. Kina peo ya msali. Kina mwana Davida. Kina mwana mulimu. Kina yana pepiro ikimwalanjo. Maliaka asulu hezi zeo.
You waited on the blood of sheep and goats, but now my blood atones and you're free. Let's go out. It's getting almost Easter.
Amen.
Just think that was just about 1900 and something years ago tonight.
Nemuze mulibelezi mwatasa mali, ali ngunilipuli. Kono chwale mali aka asulu hile. Mimu lukulu hile, alu yengi. Selibu kaufi ni paseka. Munane fila faani, nelibu kaufi ni miaha, ye mianda ye 19. Yengi faali mkwa mulao. Busi ubo.
Amen.
I hear Abraham say, Lord, when we get up in her body again, Sarah and I just loved it so well. Do you mind if we make a little whistle stop on your own road?
Namutwa Abraham ali mulena halutazwa mwamubili waluna hape ni Sara nina lulata hulucholo kikuli ukavilaela alukaliza kwatengi muloli wakuyema cholo mwanzila ya hao.
Well, I can hear him say, well, no, certainly not. I'm going to stay with my disciples for about 40 days. Look around, see how everything looks.
Kihande na mutwali kupalangi vatili vatili mane nikaina nivaluti wabaka kama zazi ama shumi ya mane chwalo. Mutali mekwa ni kwa nikubwana likaka ufela mwali wanalela.
On that glorious Easter morning where we'll take up in the morning the Lord willing, when he rose from the dead, the Bible said, according to St. Matthew 27, that many of the saints that slept in the dust of the earth rose and come out of the grave.
Kakusasa na omu ndewa ni wapaseka. Koluka zua kakusasa na haiwa mwle nalata. Hana zuile kwa bafu. Bibele ize kuya kamu halalei Mateo 27 kuli. Baba ngata babalu meli. Kubaba ne balu wezi mwali luli nalifasi. Vazuha ni kuzwa mwama vita.
Amen.
Who was it?
Amen.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job. Those who by spiritual revelation know that the Redeemer would stand on the earth someday. That's them, the first fruits of those that slept.
Yani nalimang yani? Abraham, Isaka, Jacobo, Jobo, wana veneva patulu lezwi kasinulo. Kakuzwa kuli muliulu linaka, yema malifasi za zilelimwi. Vao kibu na miselo ya pili, ya baba nevalovezi.
There they walked in the city. I see Sarah and Abraham, young and full of, and handsome and full of life.
Kwani vaza mamamunzi. Na abona Sarah ni Abraham ababancha. Miwatezi fela ni bunde ni nikutala hande bupilo.
Never to be old no more, never to be sick no more, never to hunger no more, walking around in their body.
Kusina kusupala nikamuta, kusina kukula nikamuta, kusina kulapa nikamuta, inge vazama mwami vili abona.
Caiaphas is standing there saying, you know what? There was something happened the other day. Just look at this mess this table's in.
Caiaphas na emi fa ninzali. Mwazi wakana, kuna nisene seza alida za zilelingwi. Amutali mefela, fabu safa. Mwai vezi tempele.
There's, we're going to have to get someone to sew that curtain up. Look at those sacrifice box turned over. What happened? Was that guy an astrologer? Was he a witch or what happened?
Kuna ni luka abani mutu. Ya lukela kuluka lisilalani. Mutali mekwani. Putu mende ya stavelo ifutukile. Kisi kama nisini siza alile. Kana mchayani kimunu inji. Kana kimulo inji. Kamba kisi kama nisini siza alile.
Say, come here, Josephus. Who is that young couple standing there?
Oh, amen.
Abraham said, Sarah, we recognize.
Amen.
We better get out. Appeared to many.
Muli, tahakwanu, Josephus. Kiwoma nyivani. Womutu ni musala hae vae mifani. Abraham ali Sara valubuha. Kihande luzama ikapili. Babo nala kwa wangata.
That wasn't all of it. In closing, watch. One day when they visit Abraham, Isaac, Jacob and all of them had visit the homeland. When Jesus ascended up, you say, Brother Bam, is that mythical? No, sir. I'll show you the scriptures in a minute.
Nelisika ferela ferela unafo. Kaku kwa la mtalime. Zazeli ngwi. Hana safelize bayo potela Abraham, Isaka, Jakobo. Mane kau filabo na bayo potela na ayahabo. Na kwa yao Jesu haka mbamena kwa lihalimu. Muli mzole Brenham. Kikulizeo lipatilo cholo. Vatilisha. Nikamivu nisazo na mama ngolo famuzuzu.
When he began to go up, they only seen him. But the Old Testament saints went with him. For the Bible said that he led captivity captive. And give gifts unto man. And I can see as he goes up and joins with his church.
Hana kala kukambama. Babo na fela yena. Kono valu meliba testamenti ya kale. Vaya niena. Kakuli bibele ibulezi kuli. Ui sizeli hapwa kuyo hapiwa. Mia fali mpo kwa batu. Mina mubona hanza kambama cholo. Nikukopa na nikerekea hae.
Two angels out of the band that were playing the music. Come back there and said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up for this same Jesus that was taken up coming again?
Yes.
Certainly, they hurried back to join the procession.
Mangeloya mabeli kuzwa mwasikwata sene silizali pina ata akwani. Miali, mina baana ba Galilea. King semu yemezi mutalimezi kwa lihalimu. Kakuliena Jesu ya swana ya ingile yo. Ukakuta hape, kiniti. Kufira kukuta. kuyoko panani sikwati asaba operi.
And down to the skies Jesus and the Old Testament saints went. They passed the moon. They passed the sun. They passed the stars.
Mikuta chwalo mwahalimu Jesu ni barumeli ba Testament ya kale bafunduka. Bafitelela kweli. Bafitelela lizazi. Bafitelela linaleli.
And when they got inside of that great, beautiful white heavens, the Old Testament saints screamed out, quoting scripture, lift up ye everlasting gates.
Amen.
And be lifted up.
Amen.
Lift up ye everlasting gates and be lifted up and let the King of glory come in.
Amen.
Miaba yo punya fasiba kasesi ndesali halimu. Walumeli wa testamenti ya kale. Vahuwa kubulela mangolo bali. Amu nanu he minaminyako ya kamita. Ni amu nanu he. Amu nanu he minaminyako ya kamita. Ni amu nanu he. Nimule na wakanya ukakena.
All the angels gathered up on the top of the banisters of heaven and said, who is this King of glory?
Mangelo ika ufela akopanela falimu amalivela alihalimu miali. Kimangia namule na wakanya yo.
The Old Testament saint said, the Lord of hosts, mighty in battle.
Amen.
He was a conqueror.
Barumeli ba Testament ba kale bali. Kimule na walimpi. Yatile mwandwa. Kie na mukomi yo mutuna.
The angel pressed the big button and the pearly gate swung open. Right down to the city of Jerusalem come the mighty conqueror. Praying the Old Testament saints.
Lingelo elasi na kunupo yetuna. Ni minyako ye venya ya kwaluha. Kuta cholo mamuzi wa Jerusalema. Kwa taha ya mata mukomi yo mutuna. Ati sabarumeli wa Testament ya kale.
The angelic bands are playing and the angels are shouting. He was the mighty conqueror.
Likwata za mangelo ingeli liza. Sina mangelo ya huwa na aliena mukomi yo mutuna.
He had the keys of death and hell hanging on his side. Going right down the past the palaces of glory till he got to the throne. And he said, Father, here they are.
Na na nili noto rozali funili hele. Ingeli lepe la fanoka ya hae. Aya mane kuyo fitela milene nyaka nyaku fitela. Ayo fita faluona. Mikiali ndate. Kivao chwale.
They believed in faith on your word that I'd come someday. I have conquered both death and hell.
Amen.
Valumezi mwatumelo falinzula hao. Kulinikata zazileli ngui. Nikomi labu veli walifu nilihele.
What was it, brother? He had the scars in his hand to show that he'd been in the battle.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
Amen.
He is that mighty conqueror.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Here they are, Father. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Nelisika mangisewa muzwale. Nana nimangiba mwalizola hae. Kuwansakuli na vila mwandwa. Kanya ibe kumulimu. Kwa malimu kwa halimu. Kie na mukomi ya mateka ufila. Kivao fandate. Abrahama, Isaka, ni Jacobo.
I can hear him say, son, climb up here by my side and sit down.
Amen.
Until I make every enemy your footstool.
Yeah.
Brother, someday he will come again. And what a day it'll be.
Na mutu hali mwanake taha kwanu kwa tukonina. Mi uine fafasi kufitila nyeza silasa hao. Fahatila mautu asplasa hao. Muzwale, zazileli ngwi ukata hape. Mikabali zazileli chwanileo.
He wasn't idle when he was in the tomb. We think he was just laying there dead, but he was down still conquering.
Nasika itulela fila hana li mwali vita. Lunana kulinalo vezi fila mwani, inza shule, konona alikuwa tasi, inza koma katata.
He went down and took the keys away from Satan. He's got the keys of both death and hell tonight. He said, because I live, you can live also.
Na ilo amuhali notolo kusatani. Usualili notolo zalifunili hele usi uchwana. Na eze kakulina apila, nimi namuka apila.
Amen.
I wonder tonight, my dear brother, sister, have you thought that over sincerely? Do you realize that you only live because he lives?
Ani zivi usi uchwana muzwale wakayomunde. Kezeli, kana unaanile fata bayo mwabutungi kikuli muziba kuli mwapila bake insafera kuli wapila.
Have you appreciated enough to offer up yourself and say, God, here I am, a sinner, be merciful to me? Have you ever accepted that all-sufficient sacrifice? Have you ever told him you loved him?
Kana witu meza hulu kazeo na kuli ukone kuipa iliwena, nikuli kuli mulimu, ki na yofa nilimweza libi, uni utwelebu tuku, kikuli wa muwezi sitabelo, sesi mata kaufela sani, kikuli umubulele zifate nkuli wa mulata.
Does it hurt your feelings when you do wrong? If you've never come to that experience now in this entombment when our time's getting away, just feeling fine.
Kana za kutusabu maswe haweza ngasivi. Haba wali kuba utaye kwa kutusoe chwalo. Mwataba ya kepelo ye. Mina kweyalu na iya ifela. Nisai kutuwa fela hande.
But I'm wondering if you haven't ever received Christ as your personal Savior. I wonder if you would do it while we bow our heads just a moment in a word of prayer.
Kono anizibi haiba wali kuba wamuhele kreste kuba mpulusi wa hao. Anizibi haiba wako na kweza cholo halunze luina misalitoza luna fana kwenye na kwa tapilo.
Play that midrain in rocks if you will, sister Gertie, if you haven't. All right. Anything you'll do?
Liza yani akuli mwaha la machwe apaza uha haiba walata kezeli geti haiba wana niona kulukile ifika ufila ikatusa.
With your heads bound, I'm going to ask you a real sincere question. Remember, friends, sinner or saint, you're not out of existence when we bury you.
Litoza mina hanzeli na micholo, nika mibuza puzo yese pahala luli. Muhupule balikani, mweza livika mba yake nile. Hautu helikuvateni, halu kupumbeka.
Your soul is somewhere. Now Jesus visit both places according to the scriptures.
Moyo wa hao ute ni kokungwi. Chole Jesu na apotezili bakazepeli kuya kama ngolo.
Where would he find you if you'd go tonight? Would you have the door of mercy shut in your face because you've rejected?
Ukona kukufumana kai haiba uyabu siubo. Kana no kaba nisikwalo sasi shemo kukwalelu wafapila hao. Kakuli uhanile.
Remember, not only is he a savior, he's a judge. You're the judge now. How do you judge him? Let him be your savior now.
Muhupule isingi fela kuli kimupulusi kimwatuli wena umwatuli chwale ukamwatula chwani umulumeleze kuba mpulusi wa hao chwale.
Little story comes to my mind. Some time ago a little boy was sitting in a wagon. A gun fired down the street and the horses run away and was going over a cliff.
Likande nyana leni upuzifa. Na kwengwi kwa mula wa mshimani yomu nyani, na inzi mwa kwa chikala. Tobolo ya lila mwamu kwa milipizi za asabila kwa hule, na alivile kwa nje tumu kwa lilundu.
A young cowboy run and stopped the horses just before the wagon went over the cliff because it had a baby in it. He saved the little one's life.
Mulisa na yomu nyani walikomu, amata, miaye msalipizi, siko chikala, sisikani na takale falichwe. Kakuli nesi lwezi mbututu, apilisa upiro wa mbututu.
Many years after that, standing in the courthouse, this same boy had done a crime, took the road that's wrong, been guilty, was drinking, gambling, shot a man, and was guilty, found guilty.
Miaha ye minga atakuzwa fani, ayo yema mwakuta, yena mshimani, yaswa na yo, na eze mulatu. Kakuza manzila, yana asalu kere kufita, afumane akubani mulatu, na asulikunwa, kula ula, akunupa mutu. Miafumanwa ni mulatu. Vamu fumana ni mulatu.
And the judge raised up and said, I sentence you to hang by your neck until your mortal life is gone.
Nimwatuli ayema nikulakuli nikufamu mulatu kakutamelelwa muhala mumulala kufitela vupilo wa hao vupumeha.
That young man said, judge! And he broke the court procession as he jumped over the rail and fell at the judge's feet for mercy.
Mutangana yani ali mungaka miatula mulao kwa mwakuta. Kakuli na tuleli pula ni kuwela kwa mauto mwatuli kukupasishemo.
He said, judge, look at my face, don't you know me? He said, no son, I don't.
Kiali mwatuli, nitali mehande kwa sifateo, kikuli hauni zivi. Kiali kutokwa mwanake, aniku upuli.
He said, you remember a certain little boy's life that you saved many years ago from a runaway horse?
Kiali wa upula mushima ni yomu mwichwana. Yono pili sizemi haye mingata ngata kwa mulao. Hani matafali pizi?
He said, yes, I remember. He said, I am that boy. He said, judge, you saved me then, save me now.
Kiali, ehe, na upula. Kiali, kina mshimani yaani. Kiali, muatuli, neonipilisize na kweani. Nipilise chwale.
The judge looked down at him and said, son, that day I was your savior. Today I'm your judge.
Muatuli atali mafafasi, amutali mameali, mwanake. Zazilani, nenili na mpulisi wa hao. Kachenu, kina muatuli wa hao.
Today he's your savior, sinner. Tomorrow he may be your judge. Let's think it over now. As the music plays and everyone praying, those who are on praying grounds with God.
Kachenu yenaki mpulisi wa hao, mweza libituwe. Kamuso, wako na kupa muatuli wa hao. Aruna hane inkazo na chwale, munembo hao nze uliziwa. Nimangi nimangi alapele, Baba emi fama emu alita pelo ni mulimu.
I wonder tonight now quickly, those who would like to accept Christ as personal Savior, say, God be merciful to me, a sinner, I want to come by the shed blood. I'm tired of joining churches and running from place to place. I want to be born again.
Anizibi hae babu si ubo chwale kapili. Baba tabela kwa muhela kreste kwa mpulisi wabona bali mulimu. Uni utulebu tuku. Na nilimweza alivi. Nibata kuteha kwa mali asulu hile. Nikatezi za kuikopa nyafela kwa likeleke kuzwa sivakase kuya kusisingwe. Nibata kupepwa sincha.
I want an experience in my heart that I know that Christ has revealed himself to me by the spiritual revelation that you spoke of, Brother Ram.
Nibata kutwisi so mwapilu yaka yeni zivi sakuli kreste wipatuli zikuna. Kasi nulo ya moya yosa zo ambola kayuna mzole Branham.
I want the spiritual revelation, the Holy Spirit in my heart, making me alive, bringing Christ more real to me than I am to myself.
Nibata sinulo ya moya, iliona moya oke nile mwapilu yaka, yeka ni pilisa, kutisa kreste kuba waluli kuna, kufita na kasivili.
I desire that experience, Brother Branham. Will you pray for me as I raise my hand? Will you raise your hand now? Who desires to be remembered?
Nilakaza kutuiso yeo mzole Branham. Na kupa unila pelele kwa tengi, haanze ni nanu lalizola haka. Wako na kuna nanu lalizola hao chwale? Uwe na yala kaza kuhupulwa?
God bless you, lady. God bless you back there, lady. That's good. God bless you, sir. That's good. Raise your hands. Now go on up with your hands. How would you be shameful? Could you reject such as that, friend?
Mulimu wakufu yole kalive. Mulimu wakufu yole kwa mula wako kalive. Kona hande cholo. Mulimu wakufu yole mungaka. Kona hande cholo. Nanula mazoa hao. Chole uzama elizo lili nanuhileo na cholo. Ukona kuikuto chwa ni maswabi. Kikuli wako na kuhananto ye cholo mulikani.
Remember, all you say, Brother Bram, preachers preach for years. I know, but one of these days you're going to cease preaching.
Mupule. Oho muli. Mzole Branham, vakutazi vakutalize mwahala miaha. Naziba, konoleli mzama wazazi ya. Vakatu wela kukutaza.
And the way things look, it might be right away. You're going to hear your last sermon. Frankly, this may be your last.
Mikamoli vonale lalika, ikonakuba ona kapili chwale. Uka utuwa kutazo ya hao ya mafelerezo. Kiniti, ona ye ikonakuba ya mafelerezo kuena.
Oh, you say I'm young, that doesn't matter. Death's no respect of person or age or ability. Will you now accept him as personal savior by raising your hand, saying, God be merciful to me.
Oh, uli, nisalimwa nana, zeo halinataba, lifu haliketi mutu, kamba kasiemo, kamba mata. Kikuli ukamuamu hela chwale, kwa mpulusi wa hao, kakuna nalizola hao uli, mulimu, unu tuwebu tuku.
Raise your hands with the rest of these and say, now I want to accept Christ. Will you raise up your hand?
Nanulamazoa hao ni baba ngui, baba siyezi miuli, chwale ni bata kwa mwela kreste. Kikuli uka nanulalizola hao nji?
Somebody that's backslid say, God be merciful to me, I want to come back to Christ this night. Now tomorrow might be a resurrection new for me. Would you raise your hands?
Yomu ngui yao wile abulele kuli, mulimu, uni utuwebu tuku. Nibata kutaa kukutila kukreste usi ubo. Kakuli kamuso ikone kubazuho yeena kuna. Kikuli mwakona kuna unamazo chwale.
Bring up your hands, say be merciful to me. I want to now come. Will you do it? Raise up your hand.
Nanulalizola hao uli. Uni utulebu tuku. Nibata kutaa chwale. Kikuli ukaza chwalo. Nanulalizola hao.
Say I've been a backslider, but God bless you, lady. God bless you, that's good. I will accept Christ as my personal savior. I will accept him tonight.
Uli nivile ya wile, konobusi ubo mulimu akufuyole kalive. mulimu akufu yole kihande cholo nikamwela Kriste kuba mupulusi waka yani konka nikamwamuhela busiubo.
I wandered many years away from God, but now I'm coming home. Will you accept him tonight? That this might be a new resurrection for you. Your old life might be finished.
Niambaezi kamya haye mingata kwa ule ni mulimu kono chole nata kwa haye kana ukamwamuhela busiubo kuliyei kone kuba zuo yencha kuwena vupilo bwa hao vukasa na bwafila.
This lady's coming up to the altar to make her confession. To stand. Somebody else want to take her place here? Come up here with her on her confession. Would you stand up and come up the altar too? The altar's open. Certainly.
Kaliveyo utaha kwa letare kutoipulela masuwa hai. Kulia yeme. Yomu mwihape ubataku ikungirasi baka kwanu. Ata ye kwanu hamuho ni kaliveyo. Fabu ipuleli wabona. Wakona kuyema chwale ni kutaha kwa letare niwena. Aletare kwa luhile. Kiniti.
Come right on up right now. If you want to stand here and pray, it'll be just all right. Come on. Will you come?
Ta kwanu kapili yonafa. Aiba ubata kuyema kwanu nikula pela. Kukaba fila handi. Akutahe. Kana watahanji.
Upon the confession of your faith, upon your belief in the Son of God, will you now come? All right. It's up to you, remember. You are the one.
Kuya buipuleli watumelo ya hao, kuya katumelo ya hao kumuwa na mulimu, kana chwale watahanji, kulukile, kuitingile kuwena, upule chwalo, kiwena.
Are you a sinner? Are you a backslider? Are you cold and away from Christ? And you want to be raised anew with him now? Start life anew?
Kana umweza libinji, kikuli uwile, kana usobatile, miu kwa ule ni Kriste, miu bata kuzuha sincha, niye na chwale ukalise sincha bupilo.
How about you, husband and wife? It's been outs for a long time, fussing in your home. Why don't you come and straighten that thing up with God and each other now? Make Easter really an Easter for you. Start a new home.
Kuchwa ni kuwena. Muna ni mufu mahali wa hae. Yabile kwa ande. Fana kwe telele. Musweli kuwa mana anga mwala pa. Kikuli haulati kuteha uwee hande tabayeo ni mulimu. Niyomu ngichwale. Weze paseka kubapa seka ya luli kuwena. Ukalise la paleli ncha.
What about you? It's never had prayer in your home. You just go home from church and try to live the best you can. Never bring your family together and pray.
Kuchwa ni kuwe na yasika abakale, nita pelo mwala palamina. Uyangafira kwa ndukuzwa kwa keleke nikulika kupilabu pilobundi. Kono haukopa nyangilu basi amo nikula pela.
That's why we got juvenile delinquency and the things we got. That's why the American homes are broke up. Won't you come start anew tonight? Will you do it? You're invited. Remember, I'm your minister now. I'll be a witness on that day.
Kona haruna ni mutaka fululele waba nana nilika zelunani. Kona libaka, malapa ama Amerika ni hasi nyiha. Kikuli hautahi, ukalise sincha upirobo. Ukaleza cholo nji, wamemiwa. Hupula, ni mukutazi wa hao chwale. Nikabapaki, kaliza zilani.
While we have our heads bowed then now for prayer. Our blessed Heavenly Father, tonight we bring to Thee this audience in the most solemn, sacred solemnity that we know how. We humbly approach Thy throne.
Harunze rina misalito zalu nahe, chwale kwa tapelo. Ndatalu na ayafu yozwi ya kwa lihalimu. Musi ubo lutisa kuwe nasi chabase. Kamu kwa walikute ni wishui wabu kuteke ya hulu molu zivela. Luta kwa luwana wa hao kalikute.
And after the message tonight, that great entombment, he never laid silent. His soul went right on into the regions and finished the work of God that he was ordained to do.
Nikasamula walingu sabusi uchua nakuli, yonake pelotune yaani, nasika lovala akuzize, moyo wa hae no ile kupunyeleza ni mwali waka zengu iku yofeleleza msebezi wa mulimu. Wana ato mezikuweza.
And tomorrow morning we find where he went through the rims above, conquered everything in his resurrection.
Mikamu so kakusasana lufumana kwa na fitile mwali waka za kwa halimuzani. Kukoma likaka ufela mwazo ya hae.
But he come out on Easter morning for our justification. And we find that he sent the Holy Spirit back to convict man of sin.
Kono ate ozuha la paseka kakusasana ilikuluka kwa luna. Mirufu manakuli, aluma mwa ya oke nile hapi. kuli uswavise vatu kwa sivi.
And we pray tonight, Lord, that those who raise their hands may be remembered before thee. May their decision be from their heart tonight, that they have received you and believe you. And may they be sealed away by the seal of promise tonight, the Holy Spirit.
Milwala pilabusi ubo mulena, kulibona baba na nuzimazo abona, bakone kuhupulwa fapila hao, michwale wiketelo wabona, kuzwa mwali pilu zabo na busi ubo, ide kuli bakwa muhezi, ni kukulumela. Mi, hawa swaiwe kaliswao, lase piso busi uchwana, ilimo ya oke nile.
Grant it, Father, that we commit them unto thee with this message tonight. May it bless those who heard it, those, Lord, who will take it with them to their home and sink it deep in their heart.
Lumeleza cholo ndate, kakuliruba vea kuwe na moho nilingu salabu siule. Alifuyo ole babali utwile, vwona vao mule na baba kaya nilona kwa malapabona. Nikuli nwelisa hande, mwali piluzabona.
May they live on the word of God. Grant it, Father, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Hava pile, kalinzula mulimu. Peter cholo ndate. Kakuliluku pa kalibizo la Kristi. Amen.